Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Big Bap and Friends Show. I am your host, Big Bap. We are in the building tonight. And I had to change up the little intro music tonight a little bit because I was having a very interesting conversation with somebody on Facebook today. And the statement that the man said was, I don't usually listen to Lil Jon, but Crazy Bone goes off on this beat. Now, if you don't like Lil Jon for his screaming and then his yeah and, you know, his hype man abilities, that is absolutely great. But if you wasn't listening to music during the Lil Jon, Aesop Boys, King of Crump, like, if you just wasn't listening to music during that time frame, I'm not mad at you. Like, I don't get to go back and tell my parents and my grandparents how great the 60s music was. I don't get to go back and tell them how great the 70s music was because I wasn't there. I could start telling them about the 80s because I remember the parties and I was dancing and I was a kid and I was enjoying myself. I could tell them about the 90s because I was in the 80s and I went through the cultural revolution that is hip-hop. But what I don't tell people what to do is things that came before me, things that I was not there, things that I did not get to personally experience. I hope that I can understand the experience because things got a little easier under me. And that's why I don't get mad at the kids today. Like, I don't compare their music to our music. What they're using and what they're doing is just completely different than what we use. You know, we was the king of the 808. You want to listen. You wanted a good Dirty South classic? Get you a good 808, snap it to it, and let's go. But now, you know, they did whatever. You know, if you wanted your chopped and screwed, you went to, you know, you know where you went to. You went to Swisher House. You went to them boys and stuff. If you wanted your West Coast, if you wanted your Up North, like wherever you was at, like you could find hip-hop in any culture. The problem is that the people who found hip-hop, see, there's a difference. There's a difference between being the founder and finding something. And people don't understand the significance and the importance. Like, we didn't find hip-hop. The 80s and the 90s babies, we were the founders of hip-hop. It was more than just rap. It was more than just clothes. It was more than just graffiti. It was more than just, it was a whole evolution. It was taking the lessons that we learned from the Cosby Show and the Martins and the different things that gave us different platforms to talk about socially, because white kids were now actually starting to watch our shows. And they was like, dang, I can't believe that goes on. And they don't still understand that it goes on today. But you can't sit back and judge if you wasn't there. Because when the crunk movement started, Lil Jon was at the forefront of the crunk era. Without Lil Jon, you don't get your scrappies and your diamonds and all of those. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, Atlanta was still doing its thing, but there was just something a little different about that BME. There was just a little something different about that BME movement. Say what you want to say. A lot of people was trying to emulate that BME movement. Those of y'all who don't understand, that was Big Meech Entertainment. That's what that stood for. Like, everybody want to talk about this and they want to talk about that, but that movement right there in hip-hop was significant, because what he was doing, what they was changing, what they was adding, the funk, the flavor, the feel. Man, listen, I tell people like this, bruh, Lil Jon ain't got to never rap on no beat. You know why? Because some of the greatest music that he ever produced, the verses ain't even got his names on them. There's other people that's got the names on them. I'm tired of listening to the talking heads and the, oh, because I was a multi-platinum artist and I sold this, and they want to talk about hip-hop. Nigga, most of y'all, I'm going to shut up. Everybody try to act like they founded hip-hop at a different state, or they revived it, or they redid something. Y'all didn't do anything different from hip-hop other than keep it going from the next group to the next group, and y'all were holders of a culture. Like, when you go back and you look at Rome as a culture, Rome just wasn't one person, because everybody added their influence. When you look at Egypt just wasn't one person, because everybody added their influence. Michael Jackson has just as big as an impact on hip-hop and rap culture as Beyonce has on hip-hop and rap culture, just as much as Jay-Z has on hip-hop and rap culture. Because when you look at the fabric, it's interwoven. Everybody looks at everything as if everything is linear. Every relationship from that moment draws a straight line to infinity, and it doesn't. Interwoven web of people communicating and interconnecting with one another, and then we act like we want to control everything, and everyone acts like we're the founder of everything. And a lot of y'all was scared as shit the first time y'all got an opportunity to experience something. Where's my real adrenaline junkies out there who have experienced something for the first time and they went through it and it was excited? Most of y'all be scared, and then after y'all see it wasn't that bad, then y'all want to come back, and then y'all want to be bold, and then y'all want to talk shit. I've gone through things with people, and I was like, yo, that was my first time doing that. And I look at them, and I'm like, whew, that was a little rougher for you than it was for me, I see. And it'd be our first time going through it together. Because we're not designed to see things the same way. Your level of extreme may be 2. Somebody else's level of extreme may be 200. Stop acting like we found everything. Somebody, we are an experience of cultures and culture. There's subculture. There's norm. Stop acting like y'all are redefining some shit. I'm tired of sitting back watching all my people sit around, and because they can't actually be honest with themselves about where they are, where they're at, or the confusion or the complexities of their life, that they will literally turn into a fake version of who their character said that they always were. And then join this major man march that says, oh, I lost myself. Bitch, you didn't lose yourself. You knew exactly who you were. You knew when you was consciously having those nights and you couldn't sleep and you was sitting up and you was lying to everybody else and saying you ain't got nothing on your conscience, but it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you can't sleep right because you did the secretary wrong yesterday. And your body's sleepy, but your conscience is like, nah, bitch, we ain't over that yet. And so now you're sitting up restless. It happens. But, like, let's start being honest. Like, let's give – everybody want to talk about giving flowers and giving credit where credit is due. Sir, there's no way in the hell you're going to tell me that you can support Bone Thugs and Harmony and not support Lil Jon. Don't get me wrong. I love Bone. What they did as a duo and as a – what they did as a group in the group category is absolutely amazing. But if we're talking hierarchical impact on hip-hop, Lil Jon's impact is bigger than yours, sir. You can say what you want to say. Lil Jon ain't never had to rap a verse in his life, but his impact is bigger. The same way like how y'all hype up DJ Khaled now. Like, Kirk Franklin ain't never got to put his track on a gospel track, but Kirk Franklin's impact to gospel music is bigger than, like, most people who will ever be in the game. Impact. Intent versus impact. Like, when I get up, I intend to do certain things. But the impact that you can have can be profound. You don't realize that offering somebody a simple plate of food can be the biggest thing in the world to them on that day. Culturally. Personally. Financially. Giving somebody a ride somewhere can be more impactful on their life than what you even give it credit for. But then when somebody actually does something that warrants credit, we're always trying to play it down. We're always trying to play like it didn't have the social impact. Like, I'm going to play a song. This song I'm about to play, I guarantee you, there's not a single person that understands or has been any part of hip-hop culture that when they hear this song, they don't know at least the chorus, the thing, and I bet you they got a bop to the song. Just this little song I'm finna play next. Okay? So we're gonna take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Big Bap and Friends is brought to you by August Sisters Homespun Emporium, LLC, providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing general holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature solutions. Consultant, perks, wholesale, and professional size products are available. Visit ashemporiumet.com.
Hey guys, remember, for this month and this month only, they do have a promo code. That is me. Go to the website and put in Big Bap, and you will get 10% off your order. I know earlier today they were having some site issues, so if you have issues, let me know, and I'll get you in direct contact with their team, or can go through their contact information and get set up that way. So let's make sure that we stay getting our teas, because, man, I'm telling you, I gotta put in an order before the month is out myself, because I'm getting low on my tea. Because I drink tea. And I drink tea regularly. Because tea is a wonderful thing for your body. It is one of the best things you can put. Natural herbs just running through your body hot, cleaning out the insides, giving yourself enzymes, organs, and minerals that you need to help your body just be able to do the things that it does. That's the biggest reason why I recommend tea. And I tell people, the better you can get at taking tea without sugar, the greater the impact that it has in your body. And they're like, what I said, you can get away from any type of sweetener to tea, whether it be honey, sugar, you know, whatever. I don't use none of that fake man-made shit. So don't come ask me about aspartame and all that other shit. That's man-made stuff. I'm talking about sugar, just regular cane sugar. You go get me the damn cane itself and I can boil that bitch. We can get sugar out of it. Like, whatever you need me to do. But it's just one of those things where I'm just a believer. And if you're going to do something, try to do it the best way. You don't have to do it all the time, but if you really want to get what it has the desired effect for it, like, you got to take all the extra stuff out so you can get what it's actually trying to give you. And there's ways that you can add some of those things and not oversweeten it. So just, you know, consult your local chef in your neighborhood. In my household, it's me. I don't know who it is in yours, but they can help you with some recipes that'll help you get some good tea recipes out of what Miss Yvonne has cooking over there in the tea. I'm telling you. She got other stuff too, but I'm a connoisseur of tea. Place that got good tea, I like to hold it down. Because, like, I got my second best friend up in Illinois. When I tell you, me and her get together and we have tea, oh my God, it's amazing. My wife throws an amazing tea party. So, like, we really, like, the people around me, we really do tea. Like, so if you've never really done tea the right way, let us know. We do. Matter of fact, in 2022, we're supposed to actually have a tea event. I'm going to tell you right now, don't sign up for that event unless you are completely, like, one of the things of that ticket sale is you have to be okay being naked. So do not, for any reason, think that if you're buying that ticket, you're not acknowledging that you're coming naked. There will be a acknowledgement portion that you have to acknowledge for that particular tea. So don't be in your feelings when they be like, oh, we didn't get no invitation or nobody didn't tell us about it. Listen, and I want to say this. Y'all stop. Again, we opened up the top of the show with this. We're going to keep saying this. Stop lying. If you're not comfortable being like, listen, I could be naked in front of your pastor and mine. I could be naked in front of your mama and mine. Like, there's nobody on this earth that I don't feel like I can be naked in front of. The difference is how they feel about it. That's why I tell people, you have to understand the mindset of the person that you're talking to. I have no problem being naked because I like how y'all identify as gay, I identify as a nudist. So if we're gonna start doing the things that we identify as, then don't be offended when I do what I do. Because you didn't ask me if I like to wear clothes. You just assumed because I got clothes on that I like to wear clothes. You assumed that. Bitch, I hate a sock. I have no piercings for a reason. I don't want nothing in or on me for too long. I love my wife, but she knows after about, you know, a good 10 minutes of cuddling, hey, baby, go on over there to your corner. Blue to this corner, red to that corner, however you want to do it. Like, we separating. Got to be some separation when I go to sleep. That's me. But we gotta stop lying about, like, dumb shit. And I just use those examples to show. But we gotta stop lying about dumb shit. If you know who you are, you know what you are, you believe in what you believe in. Man, that should be enough to satisfy your day. If you literally gotta go fight every cause to show what you believe in, there's something wrong with you. I know who I am. I'm very comfortable with me. I'm 40 years old. I've been called gay for 40 years. I ain't never slept with a man, laid down with a man. I don't even like men in that capacity and or category. But that doesn't stop people for perfect example. If you've ever had a buck, people be like, why does your product sell the way that your product sells? I told people like this. When I met my wife, I had no intentions on marrying her. Like I want y'all to, because you gotta hear and understand. And so when I started my oil company, I started my oil company in 2012, 2013. The reason why I started it that year is because I was going through a divorce and I said, okay, fine. I had invested in everybody else's brands, businesses, industries. I was going to do something for me. And when I started my fragrance company, I said the biggest thing, and this is the biggest lesson that I teach people. I said the biggest thing people don't understand is that skincare and health doesn't start with whatever product that you make. Like, I tell people this all the time. You can't go tell me that, oh, that person makes great soap. Okay, that's great. That's not where skincare started. Skincare started when you went to bed. Skincare started when you took a shower. Skincare started after you ate something or what you was eating. Skincare is when you smoking. I tell anybody, you can't tell me you smoke cigarettes and endorse any skincare product. Never understood that on TV. So one of the things I said is I wanted to show people how to properly, hygienically take care of themselves, men and women. So if you go back and follow me in my early days, I would do live videos showing men how to shave with a straight razor, how to shave their head, how to exfoliate their skin, implemented mint mask, and how to wash that off and clean. I taught all of these things. I'm not new to the beauty industry game. I've been doing this since I was a kid. My grandma used to make mint in the backyard. We get a pestle or mortar and crush that down and do real work. Real work. Get some real granulated Epsom salt and put that in there and pestle it down with some real mint and then put that in there and exfoliate with that real good on your body and watch how great you feel. That's a simple recipe. I don't need no $30 bottle of somebody saying that that's some bullshit. Come on, man. But we have lied to our people so much about everything. Like, I'm a harp on this all night. Let's get back to the real. Who the fuck are y'all? Y'all are walking around here like some zombies. Somebody say something to y'all, and y'all are walking lock and step to whatever it is that y'all are told to do for any reason, for every reason. Christians are talking to people as if there can't be an opinion outside of what the Word of God say, but they violate the Word of God every day. I'm not understanding. You can't be a walking hypocrite and then tell me that I got to actually live by what you say every day. Because I can give you a perfect passage for any Christian right now, and 90% of them at some point have been drunkard in public. It is actually forbade to be publicly intoxicated. So if you already fit that criteria, take your Christian hypocritic ass and sit the fuck over there. Because I'm not judging nobody no more. I don't care what the fuck you endorse yourself as. I'm stopping at, sir, ma'am, what you do with your penis or your vagina, that's you. And if you want to be a confused sir, ma'am, I'm going to call you sir, ma'am. If you don't believe me, ask my friends. When we go out, ask them what I say to people who, I'm a transgender. Okay, sir, ma'am. Please, you thought something was wrong, so you fixed it. That's like when the El Camino put the car and the trunk together. The only people that know that those are called El Caminos are people who like cars, people who had one of them bitches, or people who just mistakenly know that knowledge. Everybody else called them bitches car trucks. Go ask somebody what's the first thing they ever called it. That's a car truck. The car in the front, the truck in the back. Like the show Cat Dog. We've never been mad at acknowledging things, but why now do we act like we're oblivious to the actual? Like, here's the crazy part. People are actually telling the truth now. Like, it's weird. Like people are here. Like, weirdest thing, right? A person the other day called me, and they actually told me the truth, right? And so at the end of the conversation, and I'm saying this because I want you to really hear what I said to them. At the end of the conversation, I asked them a simple question. I said, you do know you just told me the truth. And he was like, yeah, dog, but I'd rather tell you the truth than lie to you. And I said, I understand. I said, but you do understand by telling me everything that you just told me, I can't fuck with you no more, right? He was like, yeah, dog, I knew that was a risk I was going to have to take. I said, so not only are you telling me that you intentionally knew you was fucking me in the process, but now you're telling me you knew that was a risk that you was going to have to take and that I was going to be the nigga that you was going to need to get help to get out the situation. He was like, yeah, pretty much, bro. And I was like, so why didn't you come to me in the beginning? And you know what he told me? He said his ego, his pride, couldn't let him ask for help when he really needed the help. And you know what I told him? I said, well, your pride is going to have to let you suffer through this one because I can't get you out of something that you knowingly know that I had the ability to take care of before it became a situation. So now you got to experience the consequences of not going with your first gut. Sometimes we got to go know what that feels like. When I was homeless, let me tell you something. Each time that I was homeless, I had an out a week prior, and I turned it down. I actually sat back and I thought about all three occasions, and a week prior to each one of those incidents, I technically had an out a week prior. But ego and pride wouldn't allow me to actually accept the help. So even though I fixed my own situation, I didn't necessarily have to go through the pain that I went through. And I say that because there's somebody who needs to hear that sometimes the choices that you make literally take you down the road that you go on, and some of that shit's your fault. Like, you accept what you've done. Accept, because, like, I had to go back and look at those moments. I'm like, damn, like, I can't. Like, when I realized it was really my choice, I can't fault any decision that came after that, because once I made my choice, I aligned everything else up to happen afterwards. Because had I gone a different path, certain things would have just had to be different, because I wouldn't have been even in position for those things to happen there. And that's what people don't understand about being in position but out of place. You can go to school and be in position to move up, but if you're in the wrong department, like, I don't know what to tell you. There's no openings in the department that you're in. It's maxed out. You got to go over there. So now people are changing their career fields because they want to get promoted and they want to move up. I don't play them games. I know what I expect coming in the dough. Because I tell anybody now, bitch, if you're not talking to me about investment opportunities, what are we talking about? If you ain't asking me to come in to be on the board or something, what are we talking about? Like, how do we grow? You put in the equity. People don't understand. I've literally spent 34 years of building business equity. From a business name and brand standpoint, 34 years of positivity. My name is good in a lot of places with a lot of people around the globe. I'm looking forward to passing off my legacy. I get to train my daughter in so many different avenues and aspects. I get to show her real life. I get to take her some places, because at 21 years old, I took myself to Oktoberfest. By the age of 25, I spent an entire decade living outside of the United States. And people are like, oh, that's because you was in the military. I was only in the military for 6 years. I said decade. A decade is bigger than 6 years. I made some choices. I went some places. I saw some things. Because I wanted to have some real life experiences. There's a lot of people talking fantasy. A lot of people talking about things that they would like to see happen. And I'm like, no, no, no. When you could talk about that conversation and you've actually experienced it, it's different. It hits different. It impacts you different. A person who's let me explain something to you. I've never been fired from anything in my life. Anything that I've ever done, I've walked away under my own terms. I'm 40. Never been fired in my life. The closest somebody got to fire me was me cussing out HR. And telling them, fuck it, and walked out the door. It's a close. Never been fired. You can't go find any company that got a personnel record with me that says fired. They got a resignation letter from me on file. Understand, I've been writing resignation letters since I've been working for fast food when I was 14 years old. Illegally. Three companies that thought I was older. but I learned. Everything that you do, you learn and you build upon it, y'all. Like I know people like, oh, you can't give away secrets and stuff like that. I don't care, man. Like, this is facts of life. Like, y'all gotta build on this stuff. Technology is gonna make it easier for us to do some things. All right, y'all, we're gonna take a quick commercial break because I just realized I went over my time. When we come back, we're gonna come back with what day it is. And what else? What y'all want to do? What y'all in the mood for tonight? Let me play my game.
Please record your message.
Hey, babe. I'm still at work with Swamp. I'll be in late. I'll talk to you later. Love you.
Hit me up on Twitter.
Oh, baby, baby.
Turn me up a little bit.
Oh, baby, baby.
At 368 Hustle.
Ooh, darling.
Radio Baheem. G-Mix.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Take off that Gucci, listen, Louis that. Break out the Magnum, go 12 pack. And then I lay you down on the back and get that foreplay going. Bite your bottom, lift that sexy tooth. Your eyes roll back as I. And I'm so hard, like a brick of white heart. Like a mountain on top, like a rimshot drum. When you give me some, I rock the Marvin and the Barry White. You holler, rock this thing, boy, all night. I'll let you ride it like Ferrari. Got your body soaking wet, sweating like Safari. Ooh, from sundown till white turns gray. We sex, sex, sex to the next day. That's how it is. Every time we mingle, I make a quit her boyfriend. Tell him that she's single. She's single. Tonight she's single. Game over, it's a wrap. Bingo. I give her just a little hug. Real good lovers, but too wide open. And she bring it right back to me. Tonight she's single. Tonight she's single. Game over, it's a wrap. Bingo. I give her just a little hug. Real good lovers, but the thing wide open. And she bring it right back tonight. She's holding on for dear life, while I'm all up in a paradise. I make her melt like ice cubes. Ooh, she's so sexy when she's in the news. I love it when she do that shit. And it's my, 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 and I'm calling it. And my name, 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 she be calling it. And I hit it, hit it, hit it, like a hockey stick. Jersey number 69. I'm all on her, she's all on mine. She said, microphone's her favorite song, so I keep it G, put it on, and let her perform. Yeah. She called me Mr. Marathon. Like a distance runner, I perform. Where I stroke and taste it, and taste it, yeah. Man, it's no wonder that she's single, yeah. Tonight she's single. Game over, it's a wrap. Bingo. Bring it right back tonight. Please sing, please sing.
if y'all don't actually know Raheem's music, that song is gonna some of the lyrics might go over your head a little bit if you don't really know his catalog of music. But that song is special. Like, if you don't understand, go watch the video. The song is called She's Single. Go watch the video. But before you go watch the video, you got to go see what date that song came out, right? Then you got to go listen to all the catalog of his music up to the date of that song's release, and then listen to that song. And when I tell you that, close your eyes and listen to the words and let it sing to you, and I guarantee you there's a mini panty-gasm that you're going to be having as you listen to that song. I'm telling you, I know. I am a Raheem fan. When I heard this song, I was like, oh, Raheem's so disrespectful. I said it in that voice just like that. Because it was, oh. You know the oh, like the oh. Like, do it with me. We're going to do it one more time. Like, oh, you know it. Because it's almost like you catching and holding your breath at the same time, but holding your mouth open with your mind somewhere in disillusion. You know it. Oh, it happened. Because I was mind fucked when I first saw this. Understand. I understand this man's entire catalog of music. So when he made this song, I understood where he was coming from. I am a super fan of this man's work because it's amazing the progression that he has, not only in what he's done, but what he's written for other people, his mixtapes, like everything that he's put out as a body of work is amazing. Like if you want one of the best mixtapes of all time, go get Raheem Divine's Hemi Totem Volume 1. Baby, listen, let me tell you, y'all are fucking. Put that on and just go from like, if y'all ain't fucking by the time y'all get the song 6, you don't like that nigga. No, not Raheem, the nigga that's in the room. I'm telling you, there's no way you want to get naked and do something nasty. The whole mixtape is designed for fucking. Let me say it again. For the dumb people in the back who did, if you got a little boy, let me get this in, because we still got birthdays and what day it is. Okay? If you fucking with a little boy and he don't know how to at least fuck you right or be at least what you need him to be romantically in the bedroom, go get him that album alone, play it, and just let him lay there and lay on your chest and listen to it. He going to get hard and want to do what Raheem is going to be saying with you just rubbing on the back of his neck. He either going to get excited or he going to get confused. There is no in-between. Either he's a virgin and he don't know what the fuck he is feeling at this time in his life, and this is something different, and he feel weird, and I love you, but I need to go home because I don't know what just happened. Or he going to be like, listen, girl, go in there and get the baby oil. Put some plastic on the floor. If I got to go into any more detail with just that start, most of y'all have wanted to go to Magic City. Y'all can't go to King of Diamond no more if you've never been. That's gone. I don't know the other major strip clubs. I've never been to one. That's not for me to talk about. Like, I'm not a strip club connoisseur, but I just know in porn, when the baby oil come out, booty cheeks supposed to be shaking and something's supposed to go on. That's all I know. And then don't sit here and be like, oh, my God, I can't believe we're so holy. Bitch, all y'all have stumbled across porn at some point on the internet. Porn saved in your regularly search bar. There are some people that I know who get up every morning and clear their search history before they go and start their day because their kids might ask for their phone. What they do in their job might require them to be on their phone, or they don't just want to accidentally pull up the web of their phone and everybody hear, oh, Johnny. Because not everybody wear headphones all the time. Not conducive to being headphones 24 hours a day. So let's be real. All right, y'all, let's get to what, let's what do you want to do first? Birthdays or what day it is? Let's do what day it is, because we haven't done that together in a while. Today is National Fajita Day. They do tacos on Tuesdays. I just figured fajitas would have been on Friday. I don't know why. I just feel like that's wrong. You can't do fajitas on Wednesday. It just don't sound like it go together. Especially not after you do tacos, because fajitas technically to me is better than tacos. But that's just me. Because I like the flame, the flame cook of everything all nice and sauteed up together. And with, I'm a fatter boy than y'all. Y'all can have the tacos with the lettuce and the cold stuff. Bitch, give me all my shit hot. Let me hit that bitch with a nice little lime and some pico de gallo real quick. Homemade pico de gallo. The fat boy. Listen, because when you get a lime on something, you got to go back across your lips like you got to, because it's something about the little zesty but cool feel to the lime. Ooh, if it's made just right and it's got all the nice little seasons and stuff. Girl, listen, don't get me excited. National Fajita Day. See, y'all done got a fat boy happy. I don't know how I feel about this next one, because I know what they did in the porn industry with this one, but today is National Mail Order Catalog Day. So, sirs, I hope y'all got y'all new bitches in. If not, y'all should probably get a discount today, because you can order women that come inflatable through UPS, FedEx, and Amazon and all your other local retailers. So please make sure that if today you need to go make sure you tell your National Mail Order Service people that you appreciate the hard work that they need, because that's the way some of y'all are only going to get laid this year. Okay, let's continue to go. Today is also National Ice Cream Pie Day. I've been on ice cream for like about a week now. That's kind of how I knew it was time for me to clean my system out, get my diet together, because I've really been wanting ice cream. So I'm going to do that. Like tomorrow. Ooh, that's perfect. Tomorrow's the perfect day to do it, because everybody's going to kind of be out of the house tomorrow. So I'm going to clean the house, and I'm going to fuck up the toilet in the process. So the bathroom will be clean when everyone gets home. See how God works. Won't he do it, Willie? Won't he? Let the choir say, man. Give my A and B selection. All right, what else we got here? Ooh, yeah, I knew I should have looked up National Day it is. Today is National Pinot Noir Day. Now, I'm mad because, like, we done had Prosecco recently. Like, is August National Wine Month? Like, what's National Wine Month? Let me find out. When is National Wine Month? Because they acting like it's National Wine Month. Wine Month. When is that? I just want to know. Because they acting like it's National Wine Month. That's what I want to know. National Wine Day is May 25th. But they've been talking about wine all month of August. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm going to let y'all have it. But y'all making me feel some type of way. I had to go look that up, because I'm just like, we've been talking about wine a lot. Like, y'all making me feel like I'm a lush or something. Like, I need to go see them people. Okay. Today is also Congressional Startup Day. I guess that's when they go back to office and act like they do some work. I don't know. I'm not even going to really look into that day, because I don't even like politics like that. So we're going to leave that day for what it is, because all them niggas be lying, bro. Like, okay, before we do birthdays, the reason why I say all them be lying is because let me say this for all the people who going to say, oh, you need to do this and you need to do that and blah, blah, blah. I'm a big believer in watching shit from start to finish. And if you dumbasses out there who want to get mad at people who have and haven't gotten the vaccine, I need you to understand something. One of the very first interviews that any doctor did on anything when this pandemic happened was on CNN. One of the first doctors to speak And he said, typically an enviral scenario predicts people to be in masks anywhere from 3 to 5 years. That was an early interview. He said, I would be surprised if we got out of it earlier than 2. I would be shocked. So when people sit back and they're like, oh, you don't want to do what everybody else is doing, or you want to do what everybody else is doing, baby, understand, all of us are test dummies in this scenario. It doesn't matter what variable you are, whether you are A plus B plus C equals total population. Everybody in this bitch is a variable. Will you be A squared subtracted by plus 5? Or will you just be A? Will you be B to the square root of the negative quotient? Or will you just be B? What are you? Like, define yourself. Then who the fuck you are. Stop letting everybody have a voice for you. Figure out what makes sense for you. If it makes sense for you, do it. I choose to ride a bike every single day. It makes sense for me. I didn't tell anybody else to do what I did. Haven't forced anybody to join the bike coalition. It's not easy. My lifestyle is not easy. My wife will tell you. She says it all the time. I don't see how you do this bike shit. Like, I see you do it, but it don't make sense to me. Anybody who asks her, she'll tell them. No, if we can just get a car, I'm cool with just riding around in the car all day. Cool with that. But that's what my husband chooses to do. Because it was my choice. Understand, y'all, COVID is here. No matter whether you are a part of the living or the dead, you will be a number in the story of COVID. It is a worldwide, global pandemic. They can't give you any more words that says that what's happening in the United States is happening around the rest of the globe. When you look around the rest of the globe, you got people still all over each other. And then you will see the very next week, their numbers go up. Why? Because they said there's only 2 ways to effectively kill this virus. Quarantine the entire population of the world or attempt through vaccination. Do you know how hard it is to control one person? Can you imagine trying to get the entire planet to all do something at the same fucking time? I want you to go ahead and go through the billions of calculations of shit that can go wrong. And y'all are shocked when shit go wrong. Like, it's just amazing to me. People are like, oh my God, I don't understand how that could happen. What? Let me tell you something. Me and my wife, and I'm going to have to stop talking about her on the show, but I do so many things with her. Me and her go for walks. And if y'all only see how many times we cringe because the luck of the situations that are happening, like, so many people just in our neighborhood should have been ran the fuck over. Adults and kids. And we're always just standing there like, whew, that was close. And we just look at each other and we go back to walking. Because we're out walking and you go past a store and you know what it looks like for somebody who's supposed to be cleaning the high glass and the types of harnesses and things that they're supposed to be using, and these niggas has got four buckets stacked together doing the... You're going to get the job done, but there's a higher probability that somebody can get hurt. And if not this time, that number's probably going to go up the next time y'all try to do this again, because the conditions probably ain't going to be as perfect as they... All four of them buckets might be brand new today. 30 days from later at working at a job, 30 days later of using the same bucket, that bucket ain't new no more. And it is what it is. All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick commercial break. So since we in a mood for a little seduction, we're going to just keep it there a little bit, okay? We'll be right back after the commercial break.
It don't matter, baby. You got it, you got it. Seduce me, baby. Seduce me. Just to get my attention, send a note and a drink. When we made our connection, she nodded and winked. On this note it said, it's about time we get together. Let's dance now, hook up later, we can do whatever. She had confidence, but it's all part of the game. Cause to her, who I'm with don't really mean a thing. She knew what I like, and now I'm thirsty for more, baby. Since you were sexy, right? How you work in your body? Baby, turn around, stick it out, I wanna see it.
She made the first move,
oh, baby.
She
I like it.
I'm fighting,
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm feeling a little tension, don't know who's watching. Getting big,
into deep, and I can't stop it.
You're making it hard for me to stay,
hard
to walk away,
hard.
I don't wanna play no more,
hard.
Oh, I can't take it, baby. You got me, baby.
Baby,
go.
Since you
were sexy,
what you said earlier,
how you work in your body.
can't even really go into my next promo after listening to that song, because what I wanted to say and what I need to say are not co-aligned. So I'm going to have to say what I need to say and leave what I want to say later and come back to it, because they don't go together. It's like it ain't even oil and vinegar. It's just don't and don't put those two back to back. So let's do what we got to do first. So we have been discussing the initiative that we're going to be launching in September, which is the kids' bike giveaway. So the production manager and myself have been doing some talking. And so what I think I want to do for myself, and this, because I want to make this transparent if I can. Because I don't want this to be a one-time thing. I want this to be an ongoing thing, and I just want it to go and get as big and retarded as it can possibly get, because this is something that I want to do. And so hear me out. I want to make sure that whenever we find a kid of need for a bike, that we have the ability to bless that kid with a bike. Everybody talks about going green and all of the different stuff with the omissions in the air and whatever. But one of the easiest and simplest forms that a child can learn how to use the transportational system is a bike. Like when we were kids, I would get in trouble because I was cities away, depending upon how big or small you are, cities away because I was on a bike. Because, you know, 14, 15, 20 miles away because you was on a bike. Didn't realize how far y'all done messed around and rode off on. And now you got to get back home. Because mama said you got to be home at 6. And it's 5:30. And there's no way in the world you finna ride that many miles back home. Because you didn't get there quickly. You got there gradually over time throughout the day. So I want to give that experience to kids. And I've been talking to the production manager, because I think it's important. So what I want to end up doing is I want to create a 5-team board, right? This can fall up under the DJ Roundtable Family Production giveaways. That this can be a part of one of our initiative giveaways. But I want to create a five person board, okay? That'll work on this. And exactly how it is, president, treasurer, you know, a board. We're going to put a real board together and make this be a thing so we can bless some kids, so it can be organized, so it can have its legal paper trail. So, you know, just so it can be whatever it is. So if that's something that you're interested in, inbox me or hit us through one of our media sources. And we'll sit down, we'll get your resume and whatever and vet you and see, you know, if we put you on that board, what role or position you know, may best be fit to do. Yeah, because that's important. So if you are interested in helping us do that, because to me, the bike initiative for me is the most important one. And I would like for my board to be, I don't need to put that out. That's going to work itself out. I believe in that. I don't need to say that, because there's some things better left unsaid. But if you're interested in being on that board, you want to do that. Kids are important to you. Giving back to the community. Let's do that. Like I said, we want to start doing this. By Christmas Day, we want to be starting to give out bikes and then try to do something monthly going forward from there, that we give away a bike to somewhere or some community where we have a live show. Because like I said, once COVID is over, we will be going back to doing live shows. And that's an initiative that I really want to stand behind. So when we do go to a city or whatever, we go buy a bike. We go present that bike. We go give that bike out, because I just, to me, I'm a biker. I'm a And I don't mean bicycle like, you know, Rough Riders. I go get, the, you know, the bike and, you know, the motorcycle and whatever. Like, no, I like to ride bicycles. Like, it's crazy because, like, me and my wife don't really, like, okay, perfect example is, like, we don't really celebrate Christmas, right? But, like, so we don't make everybody else feel weird. We'll generally tell each other, like, the gift that we want to give each other. So that way, wherever we're at around people, when they do, like, the Christmas gift opening where everybody exchange, like, we kind of got a gift from up under the tree from each other just so everybody else don't feel weird. But we really kind of already know what the gift is. Like, it's been very rare that we've given each other something like we didn't really. We're just that. We're those types of people. Like, you can't really shock us with shit because we'll be mad because, like, we didn't need it, we didn't want it, or it was excess. Like, we're really those types of people. So, like, I kind of figured out what I want for my Christmas gift, and it's bike-related. And it's like, and people are like, what am I? But I really find solace in being on my bike. It's a really beautiful, tranquil place to be. Like, if you've never been bike riding, like truly bike riding, like, not just, ooh, I'm going to go around over here to the corner store and then I'm done. Like, been on a bike for like a couple of hours just riding the bike. It is really a liberating and moving experience. Cool. I get it. It's similar. But like, if you're like a distance runner, you kind of get it. It's like, it's nothing like when you're a distance runner and you're out there and it's just you in the road and you're just out there and everything's a blur. It's just you, the music in the headphone, and your body. Like, that's kind of like bicycling. Only difference is you actually have a bike that you get to control going up and down the hill, setting your pace and doing the things. And you learn that bike. You and that bike become like one. And so it's an experience. And so I want to give that to other people because, like, people always laugh at me. They're like, dude, you're like the healthiest fat person that I know. And I'm like, and I tell people, I was like, when you're a chef, like, when I say chef, like, because if I really get it, if you put me in a kitchen with adequate materials, the type of food I'm going to start, like, my wife tells me, she goes, bro, everything about you is, like, is extra. And I'm like, what? She goes, go make a grilled cheese. I said, oh, easy. I'm going to get me some brioche bread. I'm going to go get these two cheeses. Slice them real thin how I want it, boom, boom, boom. While the pot is getting hot over here, I'm going to make me a tomato bisque real quick, make that out real quick, get everything hand squeezed down, puree it out, get what I need to do, get it to a nice consistency, come back, put that grilled cheese on there. I might even throw a couple of nice pieces of shaven ham on there, boom, toothpick it together with a green olive. She goes, and you're extra. Nobody prepares a fucking menu making a grilled cheese. But you, and I'm just like, but you can't have grilled cheese by yourself. I mean, you can. Don't get me wrong. You can have grilled cheese by yourself. But, like, if you got everything in the house to make a tomato bisque and a grilled cheese at the same time, and, like, what? What's a good drink for that? An Arnold Palmer on the side with a smash of Jack Daniel's honey. That's a great menu right there. I'm just saying. That's just from saying grilled cheese. Like, I tell people, don't tell me what you want me to make you, because I'm going to give you what you ask for, but, like, I'm a chef. Like, I don't know how to do anything super, super low scale when it comes to food. So if you see me riding my bike, understand I ride my bike because, and you can get fat. Like I told my nephew, I said, nephew, you're going to have to really work out if you're going to start your catering business. And he just looked at me. I said, bro, you're going to get fat. Like, food puts weight on you if you're not working out. You can't just eat and then go lay down. You got to work. You got to help them just as much as they helping you because, bro, you will get fat. You got to taste that food. You got to make sure it's done right. You got to know if it's tender, if it's still chewy, if it's too hard. Okay, boom, because of how I did the seasoning, I overdid something this time. So, ooh, okay, I could throw that kind of sauce on there to combat it because They got almost all the pepper fell in this shit. So I had to make something totally different. So the sauce is a little different. That's what I tell people. There's no fucking way you're telling me you hand-making something and it tastes the same every single time. No, because, bitch, have you ever accidentally put too much liquid smoke in something? There's no other way. You have to literally start that whole dish over. If you put too much liquid smoke in something, there's no fixing that dish. You got to go over to the sink, rinse that whole pan out, and start from scratch. Trust me, I know. I've done it. They ain't gonna know. I'm gonna dress that up, sir. It's not gonna work unless you're getting ready to put some meat on the grill and you just wanted to sit in some liquid smoke before you put it on the grill. I don't know why you would do that, but okay, because that's what it's gonna taste like. So it's just learning, man. Let's grow. I'm so focused on growing and helping people and teaching people and educating people. Like, since I retired, that's like just really been my thing. And it's like, that's where we are now. Like, these kids who want to come behind and want to be chefs, I'm going to teach them. Like, I'm literally going to open up a restaurant that's going to be a teaching restaurant. That's literally what I decided to do. Like, I don't give a damn if you got to go to Cordon Bleu or whoever to get whatever the hell it is. But you're going to learn. You're going to understand what it means to be a hostess. You're going to understand what it means to be a bartender. You're going to understand what it means to be a chocolatier. You're going to understand what it means. You're going to understand where it means to be a meat prep. You're going to understand what it means to be a line cook. You're going to understand what it means to be a grill master. They're not all the same. You got to understand grades. You got to understand. There's so much that goes into it. And I tell people, I have all of those skills and prerequisites. I'm certified. I got documentation that says that over and over. And I want to teach some of these young people who want to experiment, who want to do some things, because food is fun. Food is experimentation. Now, some of this shit that y'all doing, like, there's some things that y'all are saying that I can't even wrap my taste buds around. Everything else is kind of cool. So I kind of went off on a tangent there, but we definitely are doing the bike, board, whatever we're going to call this thing, giveaway, Big Bap and Friends. Like, I don't care. Like, y'all figure that shit out. I know what I want to do, and I want to definitely make sure that we do that in Black and minority communities first. I'm sorry, if that offends you. I'm Black, Native first, so like I don't know what else you want me to give you. Like, if you look at me and you say you don't see me as a Black man, then I don't know what to tell you. So if you feel offended by that, then, again, that's your stance and your standpoint, but that's where I have to start. They said you can't start taking care of others before you take care of your own. So I got to start with mine first. Because we just got Elizabeth, the little bike. So her grandpa did anyway. Shit out that little girl. Anywho. We got to do birthdays before we get up out of here. So let's do birthdays real quick. Birthdays. Okay. This is the production manager. See, this is why you got to pay attention to what the production manager really be saying to you, because she already said the shit. So she goes, if you'd like to join the Roundtable Family Production Board to gift away bikes, email your resume at roundtablefamily@gmail.com. All right, so that's roundtablefamily20@gmail.com. And she owned that. All right, so let's do birthdays real quick. Let me see who we got for birthdays. So we have Reggie E. Cathy, his birthday. I didn't know he had passed away. Oh, man, that was dude, man. Like, he played a lot of different roles, man. Even, I even like his role he even had on Blacklist, man. That dude's a really good actor, man. Give it up to him. Parker Posey, I don't know who she is, but happy birthday to her. Master Killer, happy birthday. Like, okay. Malcolm Jamal Warner, happy birthday. We was just talking about the Cosby Show earlier. Like, that dude's a big... That dude right there should really... He should get a cultural icon award, like, because of the levity of that role that he played and how he carried himself, not just during that role, but throughout the rest of his acting career after that role, man. He deserves... Malcolm Jamal Warner deserves an icon award, if you ask me. That's my opinion. We also got Guy Lake's birthday also today. And then we got Glenn Plummer. Man, I like Plummer, man. He played very interesting roles, and I really just like overall diversity of she grew up. So Parker Posey, my wife and kids, the little sister, she grew up. She's not the little sister anymore. And I'm not saying that to be rude or disrespectful. Like, now that I'm looking at her face, I'm like, yeah, that's wow. Difference between 6 and 26. I don't know how old she is. Like, that's not my issue. It just looks like she's a whole adult at this point. That's all I'm saying. If she's not, then somebody please slap me, because at least 20 years have gone by since that show, I think. Maybe 20. At least 10. Like, she should be an adult at this point. Like, I don't know how old she's supposed to be, but she should be an adult. Her body looks very adultish. So if she's not adulting, y'all need to take that off of Instagram, because then she's not an adult. And so then I don't want to feel no type of way. Because I have a rule. Like, I tell people, like, when I was single, I always had a rule. Like, I can't date anybody younger than my oldest child. And so people be like, what? I'm like, listen, when I see your birthday, if it says 99 on it, you're not dateable to me. He was born in 99. So you're not going to work. 98, you're dateable. 97, you're dateable. 96, you're dateable. 95. This is what I'm telling you, this is what I used to say when I was single. Because you're dateable. As long as you're over the age of consent and older than my oldest child, you're in my date range. And people are like, oh, how could you say that? Bruh, the older you get, the shorter your date range is going to get, and the quality of that date range is going to start dwindling fast. I mean, think about this. Like real talk. Okay, I'm now 40, right? So my oldest son is 22, right? So that means any female that I like has to be 23 years of age or older. Now, understand, there are going to be a lot of women between the age of 23 and 30 that's going to cut themselves off just based off of maturity level alone. Because first of all, I'm a nerd and a sapiosexual and a nudist and a chef. I got some very extreme quirks about me. If you're not comfortable, that's going to fuck you up right off the bat. Number one. Number two, once you go over 30, don't get me wrong, there are some bad sisters at 30 and 40. But it's not a lot of them. And then when you start looking at them, a lot of people start dying 30, 40, 50 years old. I don't know why, but everybody I know is like, oh, my God. Like, bro, like right now it's a phenomenon, and it ain't just COVID. Like, don't act like it's just COVID. No. Niggas getting shot. Niggas having heart attacks and embolisms on jobs because they care too much. Like, all types of dumb shit. Like, If I look at your picture when you died and you look like you are above 280, you probably died from health complications of something. It's real facts. I tell people every day I ride a bike because I want to live. That's everyday built-in cardio. Driving to the job, walking to the desk, going up the elevator and sitting at the desk is not cardio. You walk somewhere. Got to do cardio. See, I said she about 26. See, production manager on it. She 26. Cause she looks very adultish in that picture. I listen. If you would have put them two pictures side by side, my heart would have been hurt because I wouldn't have wanted to look at her like that. But taking her previous work away from her and just looking at her as a young lady, she's a very beautiful, attractive young lady. Listen, she, as we say in the hood, she can get to me. But there's a difference. Like I tell people all the time, pedophiles are looked at as pedophiles for exactly the behavior of pedophilia. If you look at a girl and you understand and you know that she's of a certain age and that doesn't bother you, something should be, if there's nothing wrong with you, something should be wrong with you. Like, when people be like, what? I'm like, husband and wives go through all types of issues. They're like, what? I said, have a child. They're like, what? I said, have a child. There's some things that you're not going to find sexy, and there's some things that the mother is no longer going to find herself sexy. Have you ever had a child breastfeed? There's nothing sexy about it. Like, there's no sensation that says, ooh, I just saw the baby breastfeed. Now I want to go be on my wife's nipples. Nobody draws those two conclusions. Because first of all, the way that baby's sucking, it looks painful. Don't let some women right now who are still cringing just based off what I said. The same thing is not always equal. Everybody want to act like everything is equal. They're not. Running 100 meters and running are the same. Like, let's stop making everything equal. They're not equal. I want them to be equal. A pound is a pound. That's equal. An ounce is an ounce. That's equal. A whole lot of work for them to establish those parameters. That we come in and we take extreme advantage of. And then we act like everything in our life is equal. Y'all ain't equal to. There's a lot of shit that y'all ain't equal to. A whole bunch of lies and a whole bunch of subversion. And the internet made that very easy and very plain and very adequate for people to see. But here's the thing, y'all. Things are based on tangible. If you got a good job and that job is digitally computer-based, and you can be in the background and you can sit back in the background and make your money, that is great. But there are some jobs that require a performance for people to do. And if you're not qualified to perform, it is going to kill you. It is going to eat you up, and it is going to turn you into something that you didn't know you were capable of being. Because money changes people. Fame, celebrityism changes people. Guilt changes people. Love changes people. Determination changes people. All those words that I said can change you for the good or the bad, depending upon the situation, circumstance, and relevance that it is to your life. Some circumstances have to be answered. There is a recompense that comes with some deliberations, and you can't escape them. You have to endure some choices, some manufactured beliefs on a certain level. A Oh. See, how you gonna have me on here? Wow, he old. They be putting on like this at who? So this is NeNe Leakes' husband, Greg Leakes. Wow. So we doing at that age? We still doing all that? Okay. I'm gonna sit down. Like I'm gonna go ahead and get off the show because we've had a great show. I don't want to mess up the quality of the greatness that is and that was this show. But thank y'all for listening, man. We are back. This is season 4. Really a season 13, but we're going with season 4 of the current format management and everybody that's now coming to the fold. But this is technically season 13 of this podcast station. Season 4 of the Big Bap and Friends under its current format. And I just want to say thank you to everybody who has listened, will listen. Thank you for people who have sent in music, people who have been, who've had job positions, who've come and gone. Thank you to just, man, like it's a long list of people who have been a part of this. Thank you to our sponsors. We've had multiple different sponsors. Thank you for those who have come and those who have gone. Like, guys, there's no one person that does this. There's a team of people behind me that make it possible. I do it. I do it with love. I do it with love. I do it with admiration of making sure that you guys get new, up-to-date, and competent information and input and insight as best I can deliver it. But this is a team venture, and I love what we're able to bring to you guys. I love the content, the information, the research, the history, the data that we're able to put into this show. And we're going to do a lot more of that. So we're going to bring some content. We're going to bring some people on that are definitely near and dear to the show. Like I said, in season 4, we're not going to have any more scheduled guests. We will have some friends that will pop in and hang out with us for the day, but we won't have any scheduled guests. So when we have the friends that pops in, you just never know what that show is going to turn into. So, you know, Dwayne will come through from time to time. Helen will come through. You know, Wendy might come back. You know, my best friend might pop through. Some of my best friends might pop through. You never know who's going to be on the show. So, you know, we got DJ AJ, which is when we do our live shows, our personal DJ that might pop through. You never know who's going to be on the show. You never know what we're going to talk about. Last thing before we go. Guys, before y'all go outside, put a mask on. When you get ready to get out that car to go step into any building, any restaurant, place of employment, put a mask on. This is still figuring it out, babe. The information changes daily because they haven't gotten it figured out. When they got it figured out, you'll know. You'll know. The numbers will tell you. You will know when they got it figured out. They don't know, so they can't tell you, so you don't know. But there's somebody every day in a lab. There's somebody doing science every day. And somebody's going to have a eureka moment. Voila. Right now, they're trying to contain the damages of this pandemic or this plague. That's what the vaccine is. Damage control. Oh, my God. You may still get COVID, but you won't die. That's all they're telling you. That's literally what they're telling you. There's no other. Everything else is hyperbole and extra. The basics is you can still get COVID with the vaccine. They just believe with the vaccine you won't die. That's their belief system. I didn't say it was 100% right. I didn't say what the numbers was. I said their belief system. It's up to you to go find the data and the information that makes sense to you. I'm going to tell you how to do it. But in all things, the safest thing that you can do is stay around the same group of people. Pod yourself up. Stay around the same group of people. Secondly, wear your mask. Secondly, cleanse the air. Get the air follicles clean. Purify your area. You don't know how to do that? There's lots of ways to get your area purified. Cleanse your air around you. Okay? Other than that, I love y'all guys. Be safe. No exit thing tonight. No exit music. I just want to tell y'all, if you get a chance to love on yourself tonight, and I don't mean masturbation, because I know some of y'all are like, oh, he meant that. No, if you get the chance to love on yourself, if you get the chance to lay in the bed for about 10 minutes with nobody bothering you, think about something that you want to do for yourself. No matter how big or how small. And do it within the next 30 days. Something that's obtainable. Don't be like, oh, I'm gonna go to Copenhagen and go ski the Alps tomorrow. First of all, bitch, it's too hot. We're in a pandemic. You don't really need to be flying to Europe right now like that. But do something. Pamper yourself. In the next 30 days, find a reason to go do something to pamper yourself. Not with anybody else. Just you. I did mine yesterday. I rode my bike into one of my favorite parks, and I laid down on the bench, and I looked up at the sky, and I laid there for an hour, butt naked. Just me and the sky. I wasn't drunk. I wasn't high. There was nothing in my life. It was just me and the bench, and I laid there, and I had that moment. And when I was finished having that moment, I got up and I went back to doing the things that I need to do. You got to learn to live life the same way. Not saying you got to be naked, but you got to live in the moment. Aha. Uh-huh.